Alaska flags were at half staff yesterday in honor of former Alaska legislator John Sackett, who died last Wednesday of complications during a heart surgery. As KUAC reported last week, Sackett's life impacted Alaska as an advocate for Native rights, affecting political and educational institutions across the interior and Southwest. But he was also an uncle who was remembered as being a kind mentor. Sackett attended the University of Alaska Fairbanks in the late 1960s, along with Willie Hensley from Kotzebue. Hensley wrote a graduate paper on Native land rights, which launched his activism and ended up influencing Sackett. They and others shaped a movement.
I got involved not only in the land claims movement and formed the Northwest Native Association, but he got involved with the Tanana Chiefs. Later on, I got involved in the formation of the Alaska Federation of Natives, and Tanana Chiefs was a key part of it.
Sackett became president of the Tanana Chiefs Conference at age 21 in 1966 while still attending college. In the fall of that year, he ran as a Republican for the Fairbanks seat in the Alaska House and was the youngest person ever sworn into the Alaska legislature. Hensley was elected as a Democrat from Kotzebue, and the two worked on issues important to rural Alaska.
It was great to have Sackett in the Republican Party because we sort of were able to double-team our parties, you know.
After two terms in the State House, Sackett was elected to the Alaska Senate in 1972 and continued until 1986, representing districts that stretched from the Kuskokwim to the Canadian border. He retired to deal with chronic back problems. Hensley says Sackett was a powerful legislator, facilitating infrastructure, social programs, and the financing of the young state, especially in rural Alaska.
And he became a real expert on the budget and took a position on the Finance Committee, eventually chaired the Finance Committee. So when the oil began to flow, he was the right guy in the right place at the right time. Almost every major piece of legislation, I think, had Johnny's, you know, imprint.
Apart from his legislative career, John Sackett is remembered by his family as a kind uncle. His niece, Genesee Carlo, says he was an educator and mentor who helped raise her.
So I can remember being at my grandparents and looking on that TV, seeing my Uncle John in Juneau. And then he'd come home in the summers, and then he was just regular old Uncle John. And he was so caring for his nieces and nephews. He was one that always reminded us of our, I guess you could say, P's and Q's. He was very caring, but he was very blunt.
Ginger DeLima of Ruby remembers his intellect and says he was a good cook and a singer of traditional songs. She says he taught her about subsistence and commercial fishing.
He would come fish with us in the summertime, my husband Jay and I. We'd drift seine, and so we'd be up all night. He would come and cut fish, and then we'd let him rest. You know, he had a terrible back, and so we did all of the physical stuff. But he was fun to be with and full of stories, very kind to my husband and I. We bought his house from him and his commercial fishing license for his fishnet.
The family says memorial events for John Sackett are tentatively planned for Hooslea, Ruby, and Fairbanks.